Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 8 years he's been joining us. And we're so fortunate to have one of the great futurists of our time be a member of our Brain Trust and share some of his ideas with us. He's the author of Five Regions of the Future. His book on paradigms is a watershed book, The Business of Paradigms. I always say that wrong because I've lost my book, Joel.
Well, I have to send you one.
All right, whenever one of my books is gone, that means somebody came to my office and borrowed it. And we have a lot of that. People know my office is almost like a library. And so they come and shop in my library. Anyway, glad you're here, Joel. Thank you for being here. Joel, when Joel joins us, he always brings us some cool things that are coming at us from the future. And after over 8 years now, many of the things you told us about years ago, Joel, are now becoming part of our life, aren't they?
I was just thinking I should go back and listen to those early ones and see how many I got, you know, right.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, so let's talk about this balloon, this energy-producing balloon. What's this all about?
Well, think about a blow-up swimming pool, you know, those inflatable swimming pools for kids. Now, make it 30 feet across, make it 8 feet deep, cut the bottom out of it, fill it with helium instead of air, and float it up so that the round part, the empty part, is in line with wind at 1,000 feet. So you basically float it up with helium inside that to get it up to 1,000 feet, and then you have an electric generator with a turbine.
So the wind, so it catches, so it's like a wheel, it's like a horizontal wheel spinning in the wind. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
How's it transmitting the energy?
Down the cable that you're using to hold it in place. Down the tether. And the beauty of this thing is it can be deployed in 24 hours. It's an emergency generator.
Right.
It's a military generator. It's a, we need power for a remote location for five days. That's right, especially for remote locations.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I find interesting about it is when you get up to that 1,000-foot level, you get 100-mile-an-hour winds. And so you really gain a tremendous advantage at that height, which you don't get when you're at 60 or 100 feet or even 150 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, but obviously, you say it's an emergency, but obviously taking this with you, you've got to be anticipating it, right? Because you got to have, that's a big package. Plus it's, you got to have helium with you. When I trek around the outback, when I do my walkabout in the outback, Joe, I don't usually carry helium with me.
Right. This, you have to think about this as a team effort to come in and provide substantial electrical power for a situation that doesn't have it. But what's nice about it is, the footprint is very small. It's basically a truck that you come in with. It can be deployed very rapidly, and it begins to make us think about a different wind regime that we usually don't think about tapping. So
could this be used
in
the Antarctic? You know, they do a lot of. Looks like that could be used in the Antarctic.
Well, that would be interesting to see. The temperature down there is pretty nasty, so it might have some impact on the equipment.
Uh-huh.
But if you think about developing countries, you know, where this comes in and basically can power up a small village. They said the only major concern is it's an object in the sky and you're a pilot, so you know that's something you got to watch out for, you got to worry about, especially at 1,000 feet.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because 1,000 feet, believe it or not, most aviation is conducted above 1,000 feet. Even you know, people are just putting hose in the air, driving around in their small aircraft. They typically fly above 1,000 feet, but unless they're landing. But no, you're right. It is a potential hazard in aviation.
But so what I think is interesting about it is it's another variation on the whole wind power thing. And by the way, some of the new numbers coming in on wind power, they've just finished a global kind of study on it. And it looks like if we did nothing but wind power, we could produce like 4 times the amount of energy
in the
world.
And Joel, the thing that I think is so needed. And you know I'm you know how I feel about all this. I don't hate carbon, but I do think we need to get rid of it one of these days. Carbon, yeah. Wean ourselves off of carbon. But the way to do that, Joel, is to have a national energy policy, which
Absolutely.
We still don't have. And Republican, Democrat, we still can't get a national energy policy. And until we do, we're not going to really be serious about things like wind power. 20 till, right back with Joel Barker. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.